Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, we're going into half nine anyway. Hats off from Grand McCree, and welcome to you, the Travelling Wilburys. End of the line, this is Radio 2. It's Monday, the 23rd of November. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah's in good form this morning and a nice weekend. Oh, Mr. Portley, we're so proud of you. For those of you who came in the middle, you know, just saying nice things written about Radio 2 and about me over the last week or so, but I... Why does it always have to be... veteran broadcaster.
Veteran?
Terry Wogan, 60.
Yes.
Portly.
Everybody's favourite uncle.
Oh, Mr. Portly, we're so proud of you. You got the money rolling in. We'll do anything for you. I wish that I'd been Gabby. We'd have made a lovely pair. I'm content to be a tog and listen on the air. Well, I'm glad everybody seemed to enjoy, at least if the mail is anything to go by. Children in Need, it was certainly full of good things. But the old presenters battling away, of course. Children in Need was wonderful. Paulie Lynch, who's a great supporter from Great Yarmouth. I don't know what I enjoyed more. You in a suit the colour of a pickled gherkin, or the TV chefs giving a whole new meaning to the term meat and two veg. Yes, well, the present Mrs. Wogan said, yeah, I didn't realise that suit was quite so green. Well, neither did I, but it's the lights. What can I tell you? You know, I'm not that pale either. Never mind. Friday night was terrific. Good, I'm glad you thought so, Hugh, again. My favourite items were the full Monty, bare-faced cheek, Tony Bennett, sheer class. Yes, he was wonderful, and, well, everybody was. Your outfits, I thought you did a first-rate job of cutting all the badges off your old army uniform. The old bull's wool, eh? I have a brown coat similar to yours. I'll now wear it with confidence and ignore all the jokes and jibes of my children. So pleasing, people. As Sarah says, a woman told us she thought I looked pinched. Pinched? This is Brian Adams, Inside Out. Brian Adams, Inside Out. Makes good records, doesn't he? Let me go no further without congratulating all of you Radio 2 listeners on your contribution to Children in Need. Radio 2, as we know now, we've known it for several years, but the newspapers have suddenly stumbled across it, has been the most popular network for a long time now. And you responded magnificently over the years to Children in Need. And this year, a really outstanding total. It's brilliant, Toddy. It was wonderful when Des came on with that total. I think that's the most we've ever raised.
I think it is, yeah.
Now, it's you, isn't it? Thank you. I've fallen in love with Tel Wogan. He's portly and sweet and 60. I've fallen in love with Tel Wogan, but he won't like me because I'm petite. Now, they're only small women. Oh. You know, she's a small... Elizabeth Barrett Browning, this is, of Heathfield. She's got a rotten father, you know. He's as cruel as anything. But he won't like me because I'm petite. And beside that, the man is well married to Helen the Fair. So instead, I've fallen in love with Paul Walters.
Hey.
And he's beautifully turned rhubarb bed.
Yes,
and that tin of rhubarb, we have to see the colour of that.
Yes.
Nice to see you looking so smart on the television on Friday. I fell asleep around 11. Did I miss anything? Absolutely nothing. But, I've just read an article, top of this year's Christmas list is the Furby.
Furby?
The Furby 2. No, apparently they speak English, play hide-and-seek, snore and burp. Like a Radio 2 producer to me.
Let's sleep very well.
We got one of them. We'll sell him and his tin of rhubarb.
We have no secrets.
We have no secrets, have we, Paulie?
None.
Very straightforward with each other here. Nice. Carly Simon, fine butt of a lad. Thank you for Children in Need. Thank you for all of it. There's no need to thank me. I did nothing. Are you planning to bring out the BBC Scotland's contribution to My Way as a single? Well, I miss, of course, a lot of the stuff that goes on in the regions, naturally, except when we link up with the regions and find out how they're doing and how much money they've raised. Money raising got off to a slow start here. Well, I was talking to Fred McCauley. He said it was great. Fiona Wilson of Glasgow. A slow start here, but perked up after the man came on to say, all the money raised in Scotland stays in Scotland.
Hey.
I didn't know that. There you go, you see, you find out something new every time. I saw that eulogy about you in last week's Daily Mail. Except for one major item, it was richly deserved. Mr. Connolly omitted to mention the power of the listeners and their part in your current rehabilitation. Rehabilitation? I didn't know I was ill. Comrade Lansky, this is Gnosalagrad, near Stafford. Last Thursday, to hear a nun cough up so much dust just to go to Star Wars set in the US should make Paulie thoroughly ashamed of himself. What nun?
What?
What Star Wars set? What are you on about, David Carlyle? He's listening in Dublin, of course. It gets a bit distorted over the Irish Sea. I think he's greedy beyond words, holding on to that miserable tinner rhubarb like a spoiled brat. Oh, listen, you're pushing against an open door here, David. There's no question of that. However, he has agreed to sacrifice the tinner rhubarb, although I wouldn't be at all surprised if he went back on his word, as far as that goes. The next thing it'll be, would you not like a photograph of the tinner rhubarb? How about how about a bottle of rhubarb? How about some fresh rhubarb? He'll do anything rather than give the
anything.
Thing up.
Hmm? I'll do anything.
This is Emilia.
Aircheckdownloads.com.